It was worthwhile. We had been part of an effort that turned the Soviets on their heels.
From American Experience.
My name is Edwin Gear, and during the Berlin airlift of 1948 and 49, I was an aircraft pilot. The blockade and the airlift that follows was part of a gigantic political chess game between the Western Allies and the Soviet Union. The theory being that the Soviet Union was had its eyes on probably in the end overrunning not only Germany but all of Western Europe. And so the Western Allies were equally determined that this would not happen. It became apparent that we were doing something not only to keep the Western Allies in Berlin, but we were also undertaking a great humanitarian effort here. And so with the delivery of food and medicines and fuel and supplies. The air crews flew 2 to 3 flights a day. In my 7-month tour of duty on the airlift, I made 184 trips into Berlin and return. From the air bases in southwestern Germany, namely Frankfurt and Wiesbaden, the distance into Berlin was pretty long. It was about an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes, and so a crew did very well to make 2 round trips in a 12-hour day. It was a 24-hour operation functioning 7 days a week. Everybody worked long hours. A normal shift was 12 hours, and then you might be lucky enough to get 12 hours off, or you might have to go back to duty in 4 or 5 hours after that. It was an intensive operation. It was hard duty, but it was satisfying duty. And I think that everybody felt that way, whether they were a general or a major or a private first class, or whether they were a pilot or a truck driver. The air crews had a lot of fun in friendly competition with one another, that is, air base to air base. The task force leaders had ordered that large information statistics, airlift statistics, be posted on huge outdoor boards to let everybody know how things were going. That is, how many tons did the 29th Squadron deliver today, or how many tons did the 46th Squadron deliver? There were 2.24 million people living in West Berlin. That was the size of the job we had to take care of. I don't think that that we were concerned that they were any longer the enemy. After all, during the Second World War, the Allies were fighting the Nazi regime. They weren't really... weren't really fighting the German people, the civilian population. And at the 40th reunion of the Berlin Airlift Veterans in 1989, the mayor in West Berlin and his staff organized a volunteer effort by citizens of Berlin to invite the visiting veterans into their homes for an evening, for dinner, and an evening of good conversation and so on. Well, my wife and I were invited into the home of a fairly young couple. They were in their early 40s or so. We had a very enjoyable evening, but as it progressed, I really was curious because it turned out that most of the other veterans were invited into homes of older people who would live through the blockade and even through the Second World War. So I asked this young man, my host, why was he so interested in all of this? I said to him, "Well, you're only in your 40s. Why did you want to take part in this particular reunion program of inviting people into your homes?" And so I'm going to quote him. "During the blockade, as you know, I was a small boy. During that winter, I contracted pneumonia. The medicines which saved my life were flown in by an airlift crew. And although I'll never know precisely which crew it was, this evening, having you here, this is my small way of saying thank you." Even though I was in the Second World War, I think I'd say the Berlin airlift, my Berlin airlift duty was the most memorable, and I'll always remember it.
To learn more, visit the Berlin Airlift online at pbs.org/American Experience. Major funding for American Experience is provided by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Major corporate funding is provided by Liberty Mutual. Additional funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by public television viewers.